Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Since I've become a dad, in particular the last, I'm going to say, 5 months, really been exploring all the different kids' parks across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
You've really gotten into it. It's so much so that it's rubbing off on me. Like, if I go past a nice park, I'm like, mental note, must tell Tim about this park.
And I appreciate that. And I know that maybe it's just me, but I'm not sure if other parents or people are doing this. Like, maybe they've got nieces or nephews and they keep track of it. Maybe they have their own little rating system. Like, does it have toilets? Does it have undercover areas? Like, what, has different age levels for kids? Because my son's only, he's just under 1.5. So, like, he's just entering the, like, you know, he can go over to the little water zone and he can do these things. Like, he's not climbing. He's like, maybe I'll hold him.
He's definitely trying.
He definitely tries. Sorry, I don't mean to sound so defeated, but I didn't know about having a climber was going to be such a stressful part of my life.
You showed me a video of him playing on a playground the other day and it's just the video cuts off with you going, sweet Lord, no.
Because I was running over to get him. He was about to jump off the slide. But I digress. I've been, like, in particular, like, my personal favourite park at the moment that I'm frequenting is in Mount Dunedin. Don't know the name of the park, but it's right near the 9 Grams Cafe that's there.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
It's got all different, like, all different ages, whatever. I've been, again, this weekend. It was really nice on Saturday. Mum and I, she was like, I want to take you to this park. Can't remember where it was. Go to this park. Parks are getting out of hand, man. Kids' parks are getting out of hand. These are things you were more likely to see on Australian Ninja Warrior.
Oh, really?
Than on a kids' playground. These things, it's like you've got to scale these incredibly tall towers, run up this ropes course, do a left-right jump, and then go down a slide that could only be described as a genuine safety risk.
Perhaps it's not your son's age level then.
No, no, it's definitely not. It's not my age level because I've tried to get up them and I was standing up there going, geez, I'm a bloody bit high up here. This is a bit sketchy. And then I'm thwacking down the slide as I go down. I know that there is somewhere in between my age and my son's age.
Sure.
There's a sweet spot.
Yeah.
But these things are massive. There's one in Charlemagne at the moment as well that I've been going to every single Wednesday. And it's just like, they're so tall. They're so, and you've got to climb up there. And I'm looking at other parents whose kids are like, I'm not coming down. And they're going, well, I can't get up there.
Right.
What am I meant to do? And they're going, we're not going home.
So you go to the top and you push all the kids down.
Well, see.
You're welcome.
But I think when I was a child playing in these parks, I didn't have the fear of falling. I didn't
Absolutely.
Have the fear of injury. Everything was just like monkey bars, no protection. All these parks have like nets around so no one can fall, which is obviously fantastic.
Yeah.
I wasn't raised like that.
No. I was raised on the steel slide as well. Like when it was like 30 degrees and you'd burn yourself going down it.
And I understand that's why we're seeing a lot of parks completely renovated right around the country. But
the 90s were a different time.
They are getting out of hand. And it's going to, like, I'm thinking, where can they go now? How much, like, the parks are just getting more and more intense. What's next? Is it Australian Ninja Warrior Kids? Is that where we're heading? Because I'm scared.
Hang gliding.
Yeah, pretty much. Paragliding, hang gliding, all those terrible, scary things.
This is Tim and Jess.
And Jess, is this the third Lord of the Rings film?
What do you mean?
I didn't realise that we were experiencing the return of the King, Will, from the newsroom. Lord Aragorn.
That would have worked so much better if I knew what the third movie was.
There is a small audience absolutely gagging
about
that.
It's fallen flat on me too, to be honest.
Are you not a Lord of the Rings man?
No.
Well, maybe it isn't good to have the King back. Ah.
I think it's just that Will has a life.
Yeah, all right.
I tried it once. It took too long.
Will.
That's fair.
Great to have you back. Happy birthday for this weekend.
Thank you.
27. He's finally a man.
Prime of his life.
Prime of your life.
Best year, I'm told, by Jess herself.
Yep.
Best year of your life.
Mate, I'll back that up as well.
Only to be outdone by 32 for me. 32 was a great year.
27, I think we get it confused with, it was our fittest year.
Oh.
That was when we were both quite the fittest versions of ourselves. So you are the fittest version of yourself since I met you right now.
I'm working on it.
Living on the dream. That's not a saying, but Will.
Exciting times.
Glad.
Living on a dream.
Glad to have you back so we can do
Hoping
this.
Hoping on a win.
Geelong BMW demo sale on now. Great value across the range. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock.
Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, it is up to us to fill in those blanks.
The Queen...
The King.
He's unwell.
Oh, no.
Queen Mary of Denmark. She's in the news. What's she doing?
Ooh, because she's up to something new. What, she's the princess, and then now she's the queen. Is she the king?
No.
What else can she do?
That's fair. I don't know. She started like a charity or something?
No.
Nah.
Is she coming back to Australia?
No. Not as far as I know. Back to Tassie girl. No, she's started a new podcast.
What?
Yeah.
That's got to be a first, right?
Royal podcast.
Unveiled her latest project, which is a series about the loneliness epidemic affecting youth, which is a bit grim.
Aww. Interesting.
Shining
good
on
her.
Yeah. Queen Mary.
So I feel like you should have paid that because it's kind of a little charity. It's very charitable.
Well, I was actually thinking about it.
Yeah.
I should have been generous, actually.
Will's paying of points is very loose, so the fact that it still didn't meet
that one didn't slip through
his very open criteria is probably a good
idea. With my older age, I'm getting a bit more strict. Aussie pork has made the news.
Oh,
what's going on? What's
Aussie
got
pork?
What's got pork?
Don't
in the
tell
news?
Me there's a pork shortage before Christmas.
No.
Oh, thank God.
You don't want a porkage. You do not want a porkage.
You do not.
Have we figured out that crackle is actually totally not fine to eat because your teeth will just shatter?
Oh,
or maybe that's just my mum.
Grow up, Tim.
Sorry. I'm not a big fan of it. I don't eat a lot of pork, so.
I love pork.
Well, you are in the minority because more people are eating pork.
Don't blame them. There's so much variety when it comes to pork.
So pork sales have increased 18% on a year ago.
Geez, Sam Kegovich must be stressing. Lamb season's coming up.
Oh, we'd all eat lamb if it wasn't so damn expensive.
Well, yeah, because pork is up to 130% cheaper than some other cuts, including lamb, beef and chicken.
Jess is my go-to for current meat prices.
Mate, I went to buy some like lamb chops yesterday.
Is this going
to
be interesting?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was six chops. Like, they, you know, those like lollipop ones.
I know what a chop is.
Six of them.
Jess, how many though?
$29. $29. I was like, excuse me.
You know what you should have got?
I'd like to Jess. Report a murder right here. A crime.
Should have got pork.
Should have.
If only Will did
myself some pork
have
chops.
A greedy Sports, day off for his birthday, you could have known this a day earlier.
And bad news for stamp collectors.
Are you okay? Are you okay, Will?
What's happening?
Are they making less of them?
No. Well, probably.
My dad collects stamps, so this could affect.
Does he?
Mr. Peter.
You could assume that they're making less these days. It's got something to do with the answer. No, I won't pay it.
I was so close.
Are they getting more expensive?
Yes.
Yeah.
How
can they be more expensive?
So, well, Australia Post has lodged plans to increase the prices in an effort to offset the financial losses due to the lack of letters now being sent out.
Right. How much are they putting it up to?
Well, it's $1.50 to $1.70.
Oof.
Happening potentially from July 1 next year. So that's it's an expensive stamp these days.
Yep.
Tim's giving me this look like this is just
no,
the
I just think
you
like I just think
ever.
You've brought probably like so on demo for the people that listen to this show. Because they'll all tell their parents.
Yeah.
Or if they work at an aged care centre, they can tell the people that reside there about that really exciting news.
Hey, I was fired up about the pork.
It's been, apologies, actually.
Queen Mary. I'm going to tell all of these stories to my dad when I call him on the way home tonight.
Probably the least exciting
Can tomorrow be a real, like, cool, sexy, young version of Have You Been Paying Attention?
Make it real lit, fam.
Do my best.
In the club, we all hit.
We all, fam. Bring up some celeb gossip and stuff like
that. No, that's not, like, cool stuff. I don't know what it is, but
you
it's
really
there.
Attempted to do that and just completely missed all the words.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't offer solutions. Figure it out.
Who would have thought, like, just one birthday and all of a sudden I've changed?
Yeah.
Oh, you are one of the more dramatic people I know, so not shocked. Will, thank you very much for coming in on this birthday grandpa edition.
Actually, can Will stick around? Because I've got direct beef with him up next.
I'm just going to thank BMW still.
Please.
Geelong BMW. Their demo sale, it's on now. Great value across the range. Do you have beef or is it pork? Or is it lamb? What do we have with Will? I don't know.
No, look, lamb's way too expensive. We'll figure out the meat
that you have an issue with up next. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Jess, you have seconded Will to stick around, even though he has to get ready for the news in the next 15 minutes.
Well, look, we did mention earlier that it was Big Will's birthday over the weekend.
Happy birthday, Will.
So he had a few days off. And before he went away, I had a conversation with him about his birthday cake. So I wanted to make him a little birthday cake upon his arrival.
It's a lovely thing you like to do for a lot of the people that work here, because you are quite an excellent baker, if I say so myself.
Thank you, Tim.
And you will make a cake for a lot of people that work here.
I like to go real specific, though. So I always ask, like, because Will was like, yeah, I like chocolate. And I was like, cool, give me something more. And he was like, I'm a big fan of violet crumble. And that pricked my ears up.
Yeah, that's a red flag. That's a
lot. You know, when it comes to violet crumble or crunchy, I'm a crunchy girl through and through.
I would say more people are crunchy people than violet crumble people.
It's probably true. Yeah. And I don't want beef with you, Jess, because the cake was delicious.
Thank you.
Literally one of the best cakes I've ever had.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
I'm still recovering because I had like a quarter of it.
I was going to say, you had at least
it was a mighty piece.
Well, I don't know. Like, I feel like crunchy, without making too many accusations, is false advertising.
Whoa.
It's not even I feel like it used to be actually crunchy. It's just got a bit more stickiness to it now.
Right.
Which is fine. It's honeycomb.
You think we're getting more air in the honeycomb.
But violet crumble is sort of, it's, you know, it's what it says it is.
So crumbles,
it's crumbly. It's tasty.
So tough, though, to me.
I was telling a mate about this over the weekend. I was like, I'm making a violet crumble cake. It's actually a white chocolate mud cake, and I've put violet crumble crumbs through it.
Delicious.
And she was like, oh, violet crumble, elite. And I went, hang on a second. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We've known each other nearly 20 years. How am I just discovering this about you?
It's a sacred shame.
For her, the chocolate is better on the crunchy, but the honeycomb's better in the violet crumble. And I said, that is an outrageous accusation.
No, that's true. That's so true.
Really?
I would say that, but I say the chocolate is better on the crunchy, but the honeycomb is also better on the crunchy.
That's what I'm thinking.
So no, violet crumble falls down on both sides of its main thing that it's trying to achieve.
Come on, you guys. Just live a little. Like,
I remember when I was a kid, I only knew violet crumbles existed. So
right.
I'd be eating them, and someone was like, have you heard of crunchies? And I was like, what is this?
It's the Cadbury.
What is this? What is this thing you talk about? And I had it. And I remember thinking to myself then, I was 7 years old, and I said this out loud. I said, henceforth, I shall never, ever have a violet crumble. The mistakes I have made in my past shall never be repeated again.
Well, you had one today. What are your thoughts? Because you immediately followed it up with a crunchy.
Well, that was my FU to Will. I had happy birthday.
That was one of my birthday chocolates as well that you took.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I thought that was the communal chocolate bowl.
Even worse.
And I also double hip-hipped Will for his birthday song and didn't give him his third.
That was
to set the tone.
I was really taken aback by that.
And everyone fell silent.
If you ever want to really shut down a birthday song, only hip-hip twice. Anyway. Getting sidetracked.
232-955. Give us a call. Violet crumble or crunchy? Are you camp A, camp B? Do you prefer one over the other?
I think this is like, I think 2/3 out of people would prefer crunchy. I think there is a third.
Let's do a poll. Dave from Hamlin Heights has given us a call. Are you a crunchy or a violet crumble man, Dave?
Crunchy all the way. And Will, just don't whack that on your Tinder profile, mate, because it'll hold you up a bit.
Yeah, that's going to be the thing that holds him back.
That will be the thing that stops him. Because I've been listening, and he's a very dateable bloke. And that's coming from a bloke. This has really put a dent on the whole thing.
Dave, we've been trying to find Will a girlfriend for, like, all year. He is a very dateable bloke.
And he likes violet crumbles.
Yeah. We might have hurt his chances here.
Because, like, hypothetically, Dave, let's say Will goes out on the town with a lovely young person and they're cruising. They walk past the local milk bar and they're hankering for a chockey.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes for the crunchy. He goes for a violet crumble. She says, I can't believe you've done this.
She's British.
I can't believe you've done this. Why didn't you say it at the start? She's Hermione Granger for some reason.
Absolutely.
And then Will comes to work in a bad mood.
Yeah. Just trying to help him out.
Yeah. No, we appreciate the help, Dave. Thank you so much. If you know any eligible ladies that like a violet crumble, let us know.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing too, isn't it? but I don't know anyone that likes a Violet Crumble.
Yeah. I only know one, and his name's Will.
And he's single. Yeah. So there's a lot of things all lining up, Dave, from Hamlet Heights. Appreciate it. I just realised Will's not here to defend himself, and it is pretty unfair.
He's
getting ready for the news, which is technically, if we have to break down his contract, his job.
I mean, technicality.
Technicality there. But we're here for Will. We're here to support him and people like Will. We're not here to shame people that like Violet Crumbles. Dave from Hamlin Heights seems to be. But
it was his birthday. I did make the Violet Crumble cake in the end, but
you are part of the problem. I hadn't considered that. You facilitated this. It always ends up to you make the mistake.
I am the problem.
You're the reason Will's single.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.